Welcome to another week of Free Basketball. I am your host, Brian Meadows. And tonight, it is just Mr. Daniel Greer. Cody Holsey told me, quote unquote, I should have had his quote ready. I may be a scratch for tonight. I've got a bunch of work to do tonight. So apparently he's busy tonight. So he is not with us. So it's just me and Daniel today, and we're going to have a shorter pod. I know the past couple, I said a couple weeks ago that they were going to all be 30 to 40 minutes. And then of course the past 2 weeks we've been right at an hour. Right. So immediately lied to you all, but those were good episodes with all of us together. So it felt like we should indulge ourselves a little bit and talk about basketball, because we only really get to talk to each other once a week. So we kind of have to indulge each other, besides of course stuff we send on the Twitter DM, but hope everyone had a good week of basketball. Tonight is going to be an unveiling of sorts of something I've been working on for a little bit. Wanted to try something out. So this is still a work in progress, just FYI. This is not a concrete database, but we're going to talk about our personal power rankings, which I know NBA.com and all these people have power rankings and all that kind of stuff, but developed a little formula that I've asked a couple of people help on, still trying to figure stuff out, but I have my own power rankings for the NBA. So I want to unveil them here tonight, because we might come back to them every once in a while just to kind of see where teams are. But really the intent and purpose of it was to see if I could use through stats that I, you know, we thought were important to find an NBA champion. Could we predict that? So this is kind of a test year. So we will be adjusting, adding, subtracting things all season, but this is really a test case. So these rankings might be completely different by the end of the year, but I waited a couple weeks or until we got to the first quarter of the season. So had a decent amount of data to use. So we will unveil them tonight, which I'm sure excites Danny to no end, and kind of a bummer that Cody couldn't be here for that, because I think he would have had major thoughts about it. So this is going to be fun, I think, and then we'll end with fan or fade. So before we even get into the power rankings, Danny, do you have any observations from the week or this past week of NBA basketball that stuck out to you, or are you just ready to go on another week?
You know, the only thing that really stuck out to me, and we do our Grizz 901 podcast, I've been impressed with the Grizzlies, and I know that's a homer thing to say, but really I have been impressed with them.
History, 73 point win, right? 152 points, whatever it was.
It was a 73 point win. It was a game they were supposed to win, and they had so much fun, and the team just really just played out of their minds. And another team, as well as the Bulls, man, they just continuously win. And they have shown that they are a really, really good team. And I believe that DeMar DeRozan, he is making a lot of these teams just kind of shake their head. The fact that they did not try to go after him, because he's been really, really good, especially as a player.
Yes. Yeah. He's killed me the past couple nights on my betting with his awesome fourth quarters from DeMar. So they have been awesome. You'll hear them very shortly in this power rankings, because we're going to go ahead and unveil it. This is the Lead Podcast Network, the official unveiling of our power rankings. If you had to guess, Daniel, who's the number one? Who's the top five? Who do you think are the top five teams based on my metrics? All right. In the NBA right now.
Right. Okay.
This is the changing thing. Power rankings for this week. I update them every Sunday. The top five teams heading into this week.
All right. Let's go. The Warriors, the Suns, Utah, Brooklyn, and Chicago.
Ding, ding, ding. All five right. That was pretty good. Here's in order. This is going to surprise you right away. Golden State Warriors, number one. That's not surprising.
Right.
Utah Jazz, the second best team in the NBA.
Wow.
Third, okay, the Phoenix Suns. Fourth, Chicago Bulls. And fifth, the Brooklyn Nets.
Wow, okay.
Now, a lot of these obviously changed week to week. That's why it's power rankings. Okay. So anybody can have a bad week. But the Utah Jazz have kept climbing my rankings because they started the year out shooting the three so poorly. They were close to 30%, that they were in the mid-teens for most of the season already. And they've slowly, every week, they have gotten better and better at the three-point shooting and their effective field goal percentage, to where now they're shooting almost 37% up there with the Warriors and the Suns. Wow. So they have kept climbing up. They're at 16 wins. So that's the first reaction, right? Jazz have 16 wins. The Suns just had a, whatever it was, 18 game win streak, and they have 19 wins. How can they be better than the Phoenix Suns? But that's part of this power rankings. That's why I think this is fun. So do you think that, and I'm mixing obviously some data mixed with kind of, you know, actual
right.
What's the word I'm looking for?
Eye tests
to back it up. Right.
Yeah.
So do you think incorporating both data and eye test, that the Jazz being the second best team over the Suns is ridiculous?
No, I don't, because I like this Jazz team a lot better than the Suns. I think the Suns have went on a nice little run. They've kind of, like, you know, I'm not saying peaked, but they definitely went up and went on that, 17 game win streak? Okay, 17 game win streak, and they're only three games above Utah. Like, that's a big, big number. And still, three games, that's it. Utah has not played great. They played fine. They're starting to play a little bit better. They're shooting the ball a little bit better. So I really do actually like that. I like Utah better in the end of the year to have a higher and better record than the Suns overall.
Yeah, I think that's why I left them at two, because the stats fleshed out that they were the second best team. I mean, it's neck and neck. It's not a huge difference. Don't think there's like a huge, like there's a chasm between the Jazz and the Suns. Like, they're absolutely neck and neck teams, but statistically they are better. And eye test wise, I agree. It should stay that way. I do think the Jazz, as we get through the rest of the regular season, I think they will continue to be a top 3 to 5 team in these power rankings. Whereas this is a big week for the Suns without Devin Booker. I'm not sure how long he's going to be out for. I mean, he might be back. I haven't monitored his injury status or upcoming injury status, but like, I could see the Suns fluctuating, right? Because if you're saying not peaked, but 18 wins, I believe that's what the streak was, is really hard to do. If they're a little bit above 500 team the rest of the way, that's still a really good season for them, right?
Right.
But you certainly wouldn't say it's a top five NBA team. No. So I'm not trying to put a hit on the Suns. I think the Suns are very good. I think there is something about the bench and the continuity that the Jazz have that I like a little more going forward than what the Phoenix Suns have. Because, like, look, we can get excited for JaVale McGee and, you know, Landry Shamet, but I'm sorry. Like, I just, projecting forward, I'm not in love with that bench unit like others are. So that's the first five. I think the Bulls and Nets, that's right on. Even though the Nets have kind of faltered lately, I mean, for a while they were number one in my power rankings, and the Warriors, it's always been the Warriors for the past couple weeks, basically.
Yeah.
And then it was always basically Bucks for two or three. And so they've been struggling recently. So they've moved to five, but teams 6 through 10, this is where it's going to get kind of weird, because a lot of this with power rankings is obviously if you have a strong week, you can make a decent jump already, because there's still not a ton of games. Like, when we talk about a certain team later, like last week in my rankings, they were 22nd, and this week they jumped all the way to 15. Well, I have to judge that with eye test.
Yeah.
And we'll talk about that team in a little bit, but 6 through 10, here's on the list. The Milwaukee Bucks, who have steadily moved up. They were a team that was in 18 to 20 range just a month ago, and they've gotten everybody, or starting to get everybody, healthy. Now the news with Brooke being out indefinitely might put a little hit on this, but I still think this is a top 10 team in the league, even without Brooks. But they're sitting at 6 right now. 7th is Miami Heat, who have had some injuries. You know, Bam's going to be out indefinitely. Jimmy Butler has had some issues. So we'll see how they kind of respond to that. They might be a team that fall a little bit. The Charlotte Hornets are here at 8th. Would you expect the Charlotte Hornets to be the 8th best team in the NBA right now?
No, and they're not.
And they're not. Okay, here's the teams around them. Number 9, they're actually tied with this team. And that's the Atlanta Hawks.
Okay.
Surprise or no?
Yeah, I'm surprised.
10, the Cleveland Cavaliers. Surprise or not?
Man, they are playing good. Darius Garland is making his way to be an all-star this year. Is it surprising? Yes, because they're the Cleveland Cavaliers. They're not supposed to be good.
Yeah.
But they played so well, and it's working. And I'm impressed with them. So I will go ahead and say, no, I'm not surprised that they are your 10th best team. If they were 8th or higher, then yes, maybe. But 9-10, I'm okay there. That's a good spot for them.
Yeah. Charlotte Hornets tonight, 14 wins. The Cavaliers have 13 wins. They lost a close one tonight against the Jazz, so they could be on par with wins. But teams right behind them are teams that started strong, this 11 through 15, or some of them started strong, and then kind of fell out with the injuries that they have. But Philadelphia 76ers, who were always at the top, have fallen out with that 2-8 run they had without Embiid. And he's still getting back. He's already said that, you know, COVID pretty much kicked his butt, and he's having a hard time with his wind, and he's tired all the time. So who knows how long. I would certainly expect them in the next couple weeks to jump over the Hornets, you know, if the Hornets are going to be out without LaMelo for a while. So this is why this is power rankings. It's ever changing. But 11th, the 76ers, the 12th team, the Los Angeles Clippers. Does that shock you?
Yeah, it's wrong. They're not that good. They were not good. They received a lot of wins early. And as you can tell, that they're coming back down to earth. Hey, hello, Clippers. You were doing so good defensively. Not so much anymore.
Okay.
They should be the 15th, maybe.
Okay. Right behind them, the Celtics at 13 and the Lakers at 14.
The Celtics shouldn't be in the top 25.
What? What do you mean they shouldn't be in the top 25?
They're horrible.
Now, this is a case for the Celtics. That's a team that had a good week. Okay. So they did jump up a couple spots, but this is why this is going to need more data, right? Because there's just going to be big swings. Because last week, I believe the Celtics were right at 19. I should have brought my list from last week. I've been printing them out, keeping them in a file. I'll have to double check that. But this is a team that's jumped up from the week that they have. Maybe that's a lot of it's from all the potent scoring.
What's so special for the week that they had? I'm confused.
Looks like their offense was getting right.
Okay.
Scored they a beat lot a of points.
Okay. There's a team that scored 152. They're not on your list in the top 15.
Like, not yet.
The Celtics beat people at home. I'm just going to school Ryan real quick. Celtics beat the Raptors.
Yeah.
Heard that before. at Toronto. They beat the 76ers at home 87-88. Me and you actually did a game on that. We called it on Colorcast, which we're potentially working with soon to be, hopefully. It was horrible. Embiid looked horrible. Okay. Horrible game. Okay. They won that game. Jazz played them. Jazz beat them 137-130. That means they can't guard a soul. And then they beat the Trailblazers, who without Dame and just fired their GM. Like, they're reeling. Like, the Trailblazers might be out of the play-in because Dame just decides he just hates everyone, just doesn't play again. Like, come on, get out of here with that.
Hey, this is why we're here, right? This is the unveiling. 15th. But you're okay with the Lakers being 14th. Before I keep going.
Oh, no. I'm not as mad about them because they do have LeBron. But, you know, if I had to choose, I would take LeBron over Jason Tatum, even though Jason Tatum played well. But Jason Tatum's a front runner, right? If they're beating teams without their best players, Jason Tatum's going to be awesome. Playing him when he's not.
This is why we're doing this. This is the test case, right? Because the Celtics may be ranked from right now, but obviously, if you want to think logically, we think the Lakers would projected by the end of the season are going to be a better team than the Celtics, right? But for right now, the Celtics are marginally, to me anyways, a better team than the Lakers right now.
Okay.
So that's just the whole point of these power rankings. So that's the hard thing about this is you have to separate, you know, the future or just what the prediction of the team is in general versus what's happening right now. So yes, right now, week to week does have swings. And certainly the Celtics have benefited from a swing. But if you were just playing right now based on how they're playing, I would think the Celtics would play better and beat the Lakers. And that's the way I feel about it right now. So doesn't mean that's 100% right, but this is why we're talking about it, because we want to flesh this out and figure it out. So the team that's right after the Lakers at number 15, I think this will be a surprise based on what's happened to this team. The Denver Nuggets at number 15. And this is a Nikola Jokic play. He has dragged that team to average. Like, this is an average team. Yes, they don't have Michael Porter Jr., Jamal Murray. There's no report of him coming back anytime soon. But they have played better recently. They have shot the three ball better. They were 29-30% for the whole year. They have increased that, 30% most of the year, and have increased that to an average team. So to me, this is about as average as you can get. Now, I know you're waiting to hear where the Grizzlies are.
I'm waiting to hear you stop talking, because they just lost to the Orlando Magic, literally, this week. They lost Wednesday to the Orlando Magic. I'm just saying, I don't understand.
They were blowing them out. They were up by 20-something, so I know that that's going to say that makes your case that they gave up such a large lead to the Magic, but...
Cole Anthony? Anybody? All right, cool. All right, keep going with your stupid rankings. Let's go.
All right, I'm going to go 16 through 20 here.
Oh, no, definitely not hearing the Grizzlies here. Let's keep going.
The Wizards, the Blazers, the Knicks, the Mavericks, and the Grizzlies. Grizzlies 20th. Slapped your mic. Are you about to leave?
I'm done.
So this is one of the Grizzlies, obviously. Before we do that, look, the Wizards were everybody's sexy team after
the first. They're too low.
You think they're better than 16th team in the NBA?
I
do.
I think that Daniel Gafford is playing out of his mind right now, and he's finally showing, and credit to your guys that you're close with who are around the 76ers lead. Shout out to those guys. They said that Daniel Gafford was going to be really good. He was named the starter.
Wizards, yeah.
What did I say? 76ers lead? God, can't get him out of my mind. Sorry, Wizards lead, whatever they are. Yeah, he's played very well as of late, and you can use against me that they just lost to Toronto. I'm sorry, on the road, whatever. Yeah. But they played really well, and Daniel Gafford's played well. Kyle Kuzma continues to play well. It was a bad game this last game, but overall, they played a really, really good lineup, and those guys have kind of stepped up. So, I have to give them a shout out, because I think you are too low on them. I know they're 4-6 over the last 10. Okay. I get that. Right. But you go through stretches that you have things like that happen. So I would say that I would have them for sure in my top 12 right now, if I had to make one, just because I think that Bradley Beal he's still Bradley Beal in the end of the day. And so, you know, I would have them over the Clippers for sure. Clippers, Celtics, and Lakers, I would probably have them over, you know, most of those teams.
Yeah, they're 16th in my list, and they have 14 wins. The other teams that have 14 wins, I mean, they're the eighth. Like, they're eighth and exactly. Above. Yeah. They have been playing poorly recently.
Right.
And this is why they have faltered. I mean, typically they were in that Charlotte range, but just on their recent play, it has fallen off, and this is where they are at right now. So who knows how this works out, but to me, I lean to them being just an average team. And I think this will be an average team by the end of the year, if we're going to project, which isn't really the purpose of this power rankings, but we can get these things based off what we're seeing. So
I got a question for you, Ryan.
Yes.
If you were to say that the Wizards at the end of the year would be either 1-15 or 16-30, which side would you take?
I mean, I think they'll make the play-in and the playoffs. East, trying to run through the teams in the East right now. I guess I'd say 1 through 15. Yeah.
Okay. I was curious because I think they are a top 15 team in the league. And I was just curious because they're ranked there already right now in their standings.
Right.
And so you have them, you know, not in the top 15 now when they're playing. So I was just, you know, just curious. Cause if you were going to say 16 to 30, I was going to say, all right, let's take a bet. Let's do it.
I think there is a world where by the end of this year, they're solidly 12 or 13.
Okay.
That makes sense. That's where I think they would be, which would be kind of the start of average NBA teams, right?
Yeah.
So that's probably where I end up think they're being for here right now. They're 16th. And this gets us into the 20s now, starting to talk about the dogs a little bit. 21, the Timberwolves. 22, the Raptors. 23, the Indiana Pacers. 24, the San Antonio Spurs. And 25, the Sacramento Kings.
Wow.
Sacramento Kings have 10 wins. I mean, the Raptors have 11 wins after tonight.
Wow.
22nd and 24th for double-digit win teams. If you were a fan of them, would you be upset where they're at, or are you realistic with how the team is?
Sacramento Kings?
Either.
Oh, okay.
The Raptors or the Kings.
Yeah, so the Raptors, I would definitely, you know, I'm a little frustrated, but 11-13, that's not, you know, that's not bad in all honesty. Like that they're tied for Portland right now. And you have Portland, you know, probably second. I don't remember what you had them.
17.
Yeah. Yeah. 17 second, same thing. So I'm just saying, I like the Kings, how well they've been playing lately under Alvin Gentry. They're on a 2-game win streak. Let's see. They are 4-6 over the last 10, but that's obviously there's a lot of turmoil and stuff that kind of flipped over on its head in that organization. So I think that they're much better. And a team that I want to, you know, voice my opinion on is the Minnesota Timberwolves. They're 7-3 over their last 10. I know they're on a 2-game losing streak, but they're playing so much better. I think that they have to be in the top 20. I think I would, you know, move some teams around, but I would have them in my top 20, I would believe, because I think they're playing like it. And I did not hear, I got the question, Dallas, where'd you have them at?
Dallas is 19.
Okay.
Right above the Grizzlies, right after the Knicks right now.
Okay.
Yeah. The case for the Raptors is getting everybody back healthy. Like OG comes back. Like I would certainly think they would be in the teens.
Yeah.
I definitely don't think by the end of this, they'll be, you know, bottom 10 worst teams in the league. But right now they're a below average team to me.
Okay.
For right now, anyways. And the Timberwolves, yes, they have been playing better of late, but I don't know how much of that is schedule dependent and if they have gotten lucky, because they are one of the worst shooting teams in the league, both effective field goal percentage and 3-point percentage. So they've been struggling on offense. So I don't know if so. I think they're a below average team that has so far exceeded expectations with 11 wins, if that makes sense. So they started the season off really, really rough and they have turned it around. My guess is that this kind of flips back to being rough.
Okay.
Unless something changes dramatically with the way they shoot the ball. But typically we see, you know, the best teams in the league shoot the ball well. And the worst teams in the league, as we get into the season, if you do not shoot the ball well, you're going to have a hard time.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, I just, maybe it's a fade on Anthony Edwards year two. Is he really that guy? And that's what we're going to see flesh out in these rankings as we keep going. So this is the fun part of it for sure. The bottom five teams to round this out, 26, the Houston Rockets, who have, won five, six games in a row, something like that. I can't remember. Is it five or six now?
Six
in a row. 27th, the New Orleans Pelicans. 28th, the Orlando Magic. 29th, the Oklahoma City Thunder. And lastly, the Detroit Pistons. Is that basically who the bottom five you thought it would be and will be for the rest of the year?
Wow. Yes, because I'm seeing for sure Sacramento and San Antonio better than Houston OKC and New Orleans, and then Orlando and Detroit, they are on the struggle bus, obviously. So yeah, I'm okay with those. It's just, it's so amazing just to think about the Pelicans being a 7-19 team. It's just, I've said to you off, you know, I guess over Twitter or text, who knows, but I would not doubt if Zion plays a minute in this season. I'm curious, is what do they do? You know, I know that they're playing and, you know, they signed JV and they signed Devontae Graham there, and that's all fine. You still have Brandon Ingram. But at what point, when you're struggling with a guy who can't get his weight under control, he can't, you know, his foot, you know, he's delayed, he's got a setback. At what point do you say, we have him under contract for one more year? Okay. I'm not saying that Zion will turn them down and won't sign their long-term contract. I wouldn't if it was me, because I think if you go to a new place, I think you can make that up in advertising. I really do. If that's really what he's worried about is really the money, you know, I don't know. Some people have different opinions. I wouldn't be surprised if the Pelicans turn around and say, we're going to shut him down for the year. And that would be sad, but also it would fit the franchise. And I hate that, but they are the, you know, the rival of the Grizzlies who we're from. Right. But I don't want to see that happen. I like Zion. He's a good kid, good player, but I'm just afraid that's really what's going to end up happening. And we'll never know, you know, but yeah. he might need to do it to get right. Who knows?
Yeah. It feels like a complicated situation that shouldn't be that complicated. It's just like, how bad has David Griffin blown this? Like, is he in constant damage control? I don't know, because there's times the Pelicans, like, you can see it. Like, I feel like they're getting better. You know, they've won more games than I thought they would. You know, Brandon Ingram has a really nice night tonight, but they struggle against the Rockets. Like, the JV fit with Zion, I don't know. I don't know if we're talking about this team like we're talking about the Timberwolves. If Zion starts the season healthy, like, is there a world where you see them with 10 or 11 wins right now? I think that's possible.
Yeah.
And so if it were me, I think I would want him back. I don't know. I'm just not sure the dynamic, what's going on. I've tried not to keep up with it because I don't want to form opinions, but I would just much rather see Zion on the floor.
Right. No, for sure.
Trying to play some political game where we're worried about the next 10 years of you know, like,
yeah,
I get that. If you're about to commit $200 million to this guy or whatever it will be, $150 million, whatever. But it's just a bummer if you're a fan, you know,
yeah,
because you just haven't seen him at all. But that's the power rankings. That's the unveiling. So obviously things will change. I don't know if we'll post these in conjunction with the lead, but or if they even want them after they hear this. after they hear the list, it might be like, yeah, we'll save ourselves the embarrassment of actually posting them. But I think it's a good barometer for how teams are looking, and obviously there will be big swings, like we said. But good start. Still trying to figure out and fine-tune things. So, like I said, adding, subtracting data, forming opinions. You know, I'm asking people smarter than me what they think about them, and they've given me helpful tips. I'm trying to do all that stuff, but I am not a math person. I did not graduate from college with some sort of, you know, whatever those guys are who have those kind of stat model kind of things. I am learning on the fly on my own. And so this has been fun for me, to say the least. It's given me a different view of how I should look at teams. Instead of overreacting, I should rely on a mix of both, which I think is healthy, you know, going forward. But anyways, let's get to, before we wrap this up, fan or fade. Daniel, what are you a fan of this or from the past week?
Man, there's so much going on, but in all honesty, I'm just excited that this past Tuesday there's a game between the Golden State and Phoenix. And it was cool to see this early in the season, you know, two teams just duking it out, And I know Steph didn't have the great game that he wanted to have, and we all knew that he would come out the next day and not want to be embarrassed on national TV twice, maybe. And so we all loaded up on Steph props, but also loaded up on the Warriors to win. But it was just it was cool to see, because I felt like it was one of those, you know, football gets those moments throughout the year because there's only one game, you know, every weekend. But it was cool to see the NBA, you know, the timeline on Twitter was just, you know, blowing up, and it was a lot of fun. So those two teams, you know, heavyweight matchup, really fun to see. And I'm glad that really it lived up to the hype, because it honestly did. Minus Steph, you know, not going off for 40 and, you know, still being a close game. It lived up to the hype. So I'll smash that.
Yeah,
Big
fan of that. We didn't even talk about it at all. I know a lot of people are like, on our great lead podcast network, broke it down and talked about the matchup, so we don't have to basically repeat what they were saying. But it was nice to see two top teams that it felt like a preview of something to come, you know, in April and June. So it was nice to see that early, because typically, you know, it's everybody just kind of making it to the finish line. Let's get through these 82.
Right.
And then we'll, you know, ratchet it up for the playoffs. But it was nice to see one where it was actually going for it with stuff on the line, because the Suns had that win streak on the line. So it was nice to see, for sure. I'm a fan of for the past week, and that's Christian Wood, who has had a very rocky start to the season, I would say. I would not say that he's been a model citizen, and obviously the Houston Rockets is not a fantastic situation or environment to be involved with right now. I'm just a fan of what he's done the past week moving towards center. So there's one game where he played a couple minutes where I think he had some little nagging thing that pulled out, but for the week, he averaged 22 points, 14 rebounds. I mean, he had a 24-point, 21-rebound game, followed it up with a 20-point, 14-rebound game. And then recently 23 points, 8 rebounds tonight or the other night. It's just, there's a lot of people who think he's a bad player, who's just good stats, bad team. And I know there's some people are interested in what he would look like playing a role on a really good team. I'm just going to believe in his talent a little bit, even though he might feel like a prima donna a little bit. I just think he's had a good week. From where they were and the Rockets to win six in a row feels like a minor miracle from where they were. So I'm going to give him a lot of props. So I'm a fan of his last week anyways. I'm sure there's possible after this week, I could be fading him next week, but who's a fade for you?
Yeah. Christian Wood's been tearing it up lately, but a fade for me, I actually have two. I'm going to hit the team that I want to fade first. So the topic, but losing four in a row, last 10, 3 of 7. I don't know the direction they're going. I was high on Domantas Sabonis to start the season. And these Pacers, man, they're letting me down. They're 9 of 16 overall. And it's just, they don't, I guess, win the games they should. They lose games they shouldn't. That's obviously signs of a bad team. But that's just because there's no consistency. And Rick Carlisle has taken over now, and it just, there's something missing, and I don't know what it is. Does it need a trade? Does it need movement? I don't think that they're so far gone that they can't actually come back, because looking at, you know, really the East, who is a, you know, a really good conference, in all honesty, they can still get back their way back into it. They're not so far out now. They can work themselves back in, but
right.
I'm just going to fade them, man. I don't believe and what they're doing, because it just, something isn't working. And I don't know if it's coaching schemes or what, but it doesn't work. But the other thing I'm going to fade is your power rankings. That's all I'm going to say. Fading them hard.
Thanks for the support. I'm glad you said the Pacers, because we could combine. That's who I'm fading as well. Losing to the Miami Heat without Jimmy Butler and Bam Adebayo is bad. Losing to the Hawks, who are decimated by injury, but still have Trae Young and, you know, John Collins and Clint Capella. I mean, that's not as bad. You should probably win these games, especially the Heat one without Jimmy Butler. Lose to Timberwolves by 2. And then you beat the Bucks by 18. You lost to the Bucks by 18, and then you beat the Raptors. So you beat up on the Raptors by 17. So is this a team that's just going to beat up on really bad teams and be close with average teams and never beat good teams? I don't know. So I'm fading them for now. I agree. They should be better than what they are. And yeah. It makes no sense that they're not better than what they are to start. So I don't know if there's a run coming, but I would not put any dollars or dimes on saying that they're going to figure this out, because this does not look like a team in their third year together that's figured anything out. So I'm fading them for sure, which wraps us up for this week. Hopefully that's around 30 to 40 minutes. That was the intention. We'll find out. But Daniel, do you have anything to plug before we go?
Yep. Go check out, if you're a Grizzlies fan at all, we do the podcast Grizz 901. It's a part of Grizz Lead, which you can find at Grizz_Lead. But also, check out Bet the Lead. We're always doing stuff on there. Join the Discord channel. It's a lot of fun. We have a good time in there. Plus, we put out a lot of bets that we're just thinking and we mull around on, and we kind of just share back and forth a lot of advice and different things. And Trey, who's been kind of our, I guess, our underrated guy, who's
our
now
savior.
He's showing up. He says he's a prop expert. We're not going to go that far yet, right? But we're gonna let him crawl, and then he can walk, and then he can run. But right now, Trey's doing a really good job over there at Bet the Lead. So go check it out. We will have the power rankings up on the website at the Lead SM at some point. I don't know when, but we officially have a spot on the website. So you can go check it out over at the Lead SM. And just go check it out there. But there is a Bet the Lead spot, and we will have articles posting up. This is all new to us, so we're just trying to get our minds wrapped around it. We need a bigger team, and we finally got an editor, which is good, because we all know that I'm a dummy, and I can't really speak well. I definitely can't write well. So we all need somebody to help us out. But that's all I have, man. It's going to be a fun week. I'm going to watch your power rankings close.
Well, with Trey, that comment saying we're going to let him crawl. If he's crawling, then we're in a coma, laying flat on our backs. But no, it's a lot of fun in there. I try to get in there because to put up game lines and stuff to get the discussion going. But I have been so busy with coaching games, and this is a rough week for me, that I just kind of shooting from the hip from, you know, stuff and just putting it out there in time before the game. So hopefully I can get some free time where I can actually put it in the Discord group early so we can have discussion back and forth and flesh this out a little better. So, yeah, please join that. Make sure you follow at Bet the Lead, Free Basketball 3, The Lead SM. Everybody, thanks for listening in for another week of Free Basketball. Enjoy another week of basketball. We will see you guys next Monday.